Nothing like a stroppy homosexual, is there?
Nothing like it, to be honest, no. No.
That's a good start. That's the start of the podcast right there.
You can get away with that.
Yeah, that's fine. That's the start of the podcast.
Brilliant.
48 seconds until transmission.
I've got proper itchy, sweaty bollocks tonight.
I really can see him.
Well, there's a start.
Smoky bacon smell.
Oh,
God.
Oh, that's three to choose from.
Say, one each week?
Yeah.
Three men and a microphone. Like a breakfast show, but not at breakfast. And with no music. And it's a podcast. So nothing like a breakfast show, really. These three media, Ian Barstow, Damian Lee, Darren Antrobus. Three Men and a Microphone podcast.
Hello, welcome along to Three Men and a Microphone from These Three Media and episode number 48. Hope you're doing well. Thank you so much for downloading this episode of the podcast. My name is Ian Barstow, joined by Damian Lee and Darren Antrobus as ever. Coming up on the show today, we've got a very special retro Hall of Fame from Simon Dunn. If you're of my persuasion, you'll know who that is. If you're not of my persuasion, you may not.
You soon will be.
Yeah, you soon will be. Very good. And a lot. Thank you. Yes. Anyway. Hello, Darren. How are you?
Yeah, I'm all right. I'm all right. How are you anyway? You, as this goes out a couple of weeks after Easter, are you sick? Yeah.
I'm not sick, but I am injured. If you saw the post I put on Facebook as I did this, I've got a real deathly injury to a very important part of my body. And it is a part that I use a lot on this show. It gets a good workout every single week. And it is a very nasty injury. So just to let you know that if there is some mistakes, this body part it's a result of this body part being injured.
Does your crew, I don't want to sound disrespectful, but does your crew use the term man up at all?
They may do, but it's a really big injury, and it is a very important part of my body. It is the fader finger. So this is the finger I use to do the fader jocking, which is when you do that with the music and you go up and down like that. So I cut my finger. So sympathy, please, and your condolences, prayers and thoughts, and all of that sort of stuff. Thank you. Damien, hello.
I mean, I went to sleep there. Sorry, I thought it was two men and a whining episode. But
it's injured. It hurt.
I'll tell you what is injured.
Did you see the picture?
I did. But let me get on to my point. What is injured is the fact that my so-called other half, who happens to be in the studio, made herself and my mother-in-law a brew, literally walked past me, smirked at me, kind of went like that. Oh, here she comes now. Here she goes. It doesn't matter about the beer. I need a brew as well. Love you dearly. Thank you very much.
Mrs. Lee, you can't do a guilt brew.
Literally walked past me and smirked and kind of almost looked like, look at what I've got. Two cups of hot beverage. You enjoy yours. No need. But yeah, I'm well, apart from the thirst. I'm good.
Do you want to give us the headlines for Damien's bits this week, please?
Yeah, going to be an interesting one for the bits later. Not always laugh out loud funny, but sometimes we like to look at the stories that are going on in the world that are a bit wacky. Today, the headlines are Brit in a box that got mailed from his home in Australia back to the UK. That's the first one. The second one is human remains turned into compost. All for you later on the art-winning, award-winning show.
Can we just bring that last one up again?
What was the second one called?
Where are we again? A businessman transforms corpses into compost.
I know what happens in that one.
I think I might know what happens to that one as well.
Oh, right.
Yeah. I think we may have had that one about 2 weeks ago.
Yeah.
I think that's a bit awkward, isn't it?
Yeah, I think you may have done that. Is that someone that's he composts them into compost and then they can be spread around on the family garden? Yeah. That's from about 3 weeks ago, Damien.
Yeah.
So you might want to no.
Well, first of all, you want to listen back to our own podcast anyway to see how it went.
I'll book it up, haven't I? I've done the same item twice. Thank you. Yeah, can you do us a favour? Just unplug everything. I'm out. Thanks, love.
So we've got one Damien's bits then, yeah?
Yeah, basically we've got one Damien's bits because I've done the same one. So sorry about that. Awkward.
Just a tad. Yeah. So you've had
we'll
some...
We'll edit this out, though.
No, God, no, that's staying in, definitely. So over the last couple of weeks, I've had a bit of an issue speaking certain words. So I've had Noan and Aiton and things like that. And I've figured out what this is. It's officially called a brain fart.
Sorry.
So this is when you're talking and then you can't get your words quite right. And I found this on TikTok, a TikTok user by the name of Swifty ADHD.
Sorry, what's the first name?
Swifty. Swifty underscore ADHD.
And this, he knows me so well.
This perfectly explains what the problem I've been having. This is a brain fart of magnitude.
This is going to be a long night. Just warm myself up some squishly freezed orange. Squishly freezed orange juice? Squishly freezed orange juice. Freshly f***ing squeezed.
Oh my lord.
So that is a brain fart, and this, I love this bit.
Squishly freezed.
Squishly. So that's what I've been suffering from. That's my Noan and Aiton. So I've sent you a message on Facebook. It's a sentence, and it is a tongue teaser, tongue twister. I want you to try and say what this sentence is. So let me know when you both have it ready on your message on your phone.
Okay. I've got it ready now.
Okay. So, Darren, I'd like you to say that sentence, please.
Can I read it at the same time, yeah?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, okay. A box of Miss Biscuits.
Carry on.
A box of Miss Biscuits in a biscuit mixer.
Funny.
Damien, your attempts, please.
Yeah, okay. So, here we go. Right. Right, get my teeth in now. Let me think about this.
Now.
Yeah, no. So it's a box of mixed biscuit to the biscuit mixer.
See, you both can say that. Right, let me try this.
I got it wrong, didn't I?
Right, let me try this. A box of mixed biscuits in a biscuit mixer. Oh, no, I can say it now.
Hang on, let me try again.
Right.
A box of mixed biscuits in a biscuit mixer.
Hold on, what are talking with the...
Yeah.
Are you from Liverpool?
I think I said mixed biscuits first.
So a box of mixed biscuits in a biscuit mixer.
See, I can't. A box of mixed biscuits and a biscuit whisker. What? If I don't read it. A box of mixed biscuits and a whisker. No! A box of mixed biscuits and a biscuit mixer. Ian! So that is a brain fart, and that is what I've been having over the last couple of weeks.
Squishly freezed.
These three media. Three men and a microphone podcast.
So, yes, we all suffer from them, and I've been particularly bad at them recently.
Yeah, if you hear my radio show, then you'll hear a lot of those every hour.
That's very true. And the other thing, so we all like old people, don't we? We all love our grandparents. We all sort of appreciate the older generation. And we like to do our bit for the older generation.
We do.
We like to help them out, particularly at this sort of time. There's a lot going on. So we like to, you know, we like to do things for them. So... this particular old lady, she had her garden cut by, I think, probably her son or grandson or something like this. And this was her reaction.
There you go, finally done. How about that then, Anna? Do you like your garden?
Oh, I took your f***ing time, haven't
you? Oh, my God.
Yeah, dear me.
I love it.
Took your f***ing time, haven't you?
Oh, do you know, that is priceless.
That is brilliant.
But that is so right. Was that my mother-in-law?
There is nothing better than old people swearing, because you don't expect it. No. But they swear as good as anyone else. But it is so funny when an older person says this.
Took your f***ing time, haven't
you? It's like Granddad from Bread. Didn't he swear or did he not swear? Or the connotation of the rude, maybe rude word was hilarious.
The connotation was there that he was a potty mouth. So, yes.
Well, speaking of potty mouths... You remember we used to all have those books or the tie or the shirt when we were left school, and people would write notes in there. They might say good luck for the future, and you had just your shirt or tie sign, and sometimes you used to have little leavers books. Well, one pupil, she was a former student, and she left school, and she's actually uploaded this to Twitter recently. She found a savage note that the teacher wrote in this book, and she hadn't seen it for years, so she'd been cleaning out her loft, and came across this. And this is what the teacher put. So it said, "Dear Ashley, sometimes I go home and can't help but hear your annoying voice that just doesn't keep echoing in my ear. You are the most annoying person I have ever met, but I wish you all the best. Please never visit or write to me again. Good luck, Mr. Bennett."
Fair play to that teacher, I have to say. I know what I was like at school. I was a good boy at school, but I know what other people were like at school.
Jeez.
And I would write similar sort of things. Basically, telling her to go away in a not polite way.
I get you.
Yeah.
I hear what you're saying. Yeah.
I'll never forget it. I said to my music teacher, I said, "Oh, when I've made it big on radio, sir, I'll come and visit you." And I remember...
You've never been back.
My friends, who I go for a walk with at the weekend, we all went to school together, and they brought this up literally at the weekend. And I said, "Yes, sir, we'll come back and see you." He said, "Please don't."
What was your instrument at school? What did you learn to play?
We've said this on a previous
piano.
Podcast.
That's it. You've never done it. I keep saying to you, I need to see you play the piano because I don't believe you can do it.
I will video myself this weekend of me playing the piano for you.
Okay, I want it for next week's episode, please. Because
we'll have a game of name that tune, but just the one tune.
Okay. Is it a one finger playing? Is that what you do?
No, it's the only one that I learned to play.
Damien?
Yeah.
What are you doing? You were miles away.
I'm so sorry. I wasn't then. That's awful.
What were you looking at on your phone?
I can't say.
Explain. Yes,
it's atrocious.
Come on.
No,
because the producer has just sent me an email, and it's got another Damien's bit, so I'm fine. I'm good.
Please don't let it be one that you've done before.
I literally, you know, when your heart just jumps in. When Ian then turned around and went, "Damien, what do you think?" I felt like I was back in a teacher lesson at school, and I didn't know the answer. And what did I come out with then? Just like,
yeah.
Oh no!
Oh, atrocious, atrocious, Damien. Focus,
right,
dear.
Sorry.
Focus.
Sorry, my love.
Thank you.
These Three Media. Three men and a microphone podcast.
So one of mine leads on to what we've just been speaking about rude words, naughty words. Also, if you listen back to last week's episode of What Children Say, one of Damien's stories, this ties in quite nicely with that. So it's like a part two of that, but from my experience.
And is it going to be better delivered than Damien did last week in Damien's bits?
Of course it is.
Yeah, okay, good, right.
Well, as long as Damien down there shuts up.
Did you edit that out, by the way?
Oh, you haven't listened to last week's episode then?
I didn't listen to last week's, no. Was it atrocious?
It's out now, mate. You can listen to it.
Right, how do I download it?
Just go to Apple, Spotify or Google and search Three Men and a Microphone and you'll find
it. Why is it every time I start a story, he pipes up and then we just dive it straight after?
Go on, Darren.
Sorry.
Right. So this story this week is a true story. It involves my little girl, Millie. She's learning to read and formulate words through, you know, like spelling them out. I think that, Damien.
Will you put your phone away?
I'm listening. I'm really taking all of this in about Millie's little book.
It's not a little book. She's learning to read.
Yeah, from her little book.
So if we were in the same studio, I would slap you at the minute, Davey. Concentrate.
Every time I do a story.
No, because I really enjoy your stories.
No, you don't. You just interrupt me or you put me off or you just prat about.
Come on, I'm here for you.
Right.
Go on.
Have I got your attention?
Yeah, I'm listening.
I'm going to start again.
Okay.
Right. So Millie is learning to put words together and read books and spell words out. So she does this thing. Ian, you won't know what these things are, but Damon, you will, called phonics. So they
I know what phonics are. I've been to school.
We didn't do phonics when we were kids.
We did. Not at all. We just had Wordy from Look and Read.
Yes, it's very true, yeah. So she has to spell words out. So obviously in the back of the car, she was saying at the weekend, pig.
Pig. How old is she?
Or sit. Yeah. How is she? She's three.
Oh, bless her. Okay. Yeah.
And then she did another one. She went, it.
Oh, no. Bitty.
And she said, you might need the bleep in a minute. And she said,
she said tit.
Yeah. Then it gets better. And then she does another one. She goes, dad.
Oh, bless her.
Oh, yeah. Put it. Piss.
Where has she heard that? I mean, what are you, Rubsy Nesbitt, at home? I can imagine you going around the house, scratching your ass with your bloody vest on. What do you want for tea, love?
So me and the wife are in the car, laughing and giggling quietly. And
sorry, what are you doing in the car?
Laughing.
Well, what's that action? Going along. The audio,
that's the driving action. When
what's he driving? A class one vehicle?
When you're driving and you're trying to stifle a massive, you know,
you're
belly.
You're stifling something with your wife by the sound of it, you dirty pig.
Yeah, and we were, it was just hilariously funny. So, yeah, she's putting words together. Not all of them are friendly.
Do you know what, though? For 3 years old, to spell those things, that is really, really, that's really good.
Oh, she's good. Clever.
There's a brilliant video out on the internet of a baby swearing, and the first word that comes out of its mouth is the F word.
Ooh. Oh, dear.
Brilliant.
And it's just, you know, it's wrong and it's just not right, but it's so funny. And the parents are like, oh, and then trying so hard not to. I remember the first word.
I remember Darren telling me actually one of his kids are a bit older now. The first two words they said to him, and it was only little at the time, was chili sauce. I don't know why, but they thought again chili sauce. They're convinced he was a kebab shop owner. I don't know why, but apparently they think he looks like Stavros. I don't know who that is. Stavros.
Flatly. So I've done an interview recently with a gentleman called Lee Wilding from the Far North, which is a group you may not have heard of.
Yeah, I'm excited about this.
It's coming out in a couple of weeks on the podcast, on the interviews podcast. And I'm going to play you a little clip of a little bit he said, which is probably, it's a really, really nice bit that he said.
It can't be 2021 now, crikey.
Oh, no, it's so scary how quick it goes.
How old are you, Ian?
42.
Oh, well, we're the same age. Yeah, yeah.
So my...
You look very young, mate. I don't think you're in your 40s.
Thank you. Right, let me just clip time that. Right. I'll clip that one. I'll play that one.
I thought you were about 33.
Oh, bless you. So, yeah, I'm definitely playing that one out. So I just sort of play that. Thank you very much, Lee Wilding, for saying that I look like 32 or 34.
He was so chatting you up, mate.
Yeah, but that's very funny, actually, because when you did that, it was audio only. So he was referring to your voice, not you.
No, this was on video. This was on video on a Zoom call. And he said I looked about 32 or 30, between 32 and 34. So, yeah. Thank you.
That was very nice of him.
Yeah, thanks. Just thought I'd put that out there.
You saw the picture that we showed last week, and for audio, we showed a video of a photo of Ian from many, many years ago, and he was a bit of a hunk, to be honest. When I met him, he didn't look like that. He sort of, don't like that! And, he was, I really fancy girls. Ian, I'm a good friend of yours. I know you're gay. Woo! I am a bit happy. Woo! All right. So, Ian, hey. Geez, I'm your friend. Just tell me the truth. You know, I just noticed you looked at me bum there. Hey, did you? So, I don't know. Did he mean it?
He did mean it. He was genuine. When you watch the video, you'll know he's definitely genuine. So, yeah, it's good.
That's a nice compliment.
Yeah, thank you.
Do you think you look younger?
No, I think I look about 50. I feel 50 anyway. I don't know.
No, I wouldn't say 50. 49 is good, but 50 is a bit extreme, to be honest.
Arsehole. Yes, I've had new fiber broadband installed today, and I've had a new phone line and stuff like that. And I was talking to the engineer that came out, and we were sort of saying, you know, not many people use a house phone anymore. Most people just use mobiles. And the only phone calls I ever get now are these annoying ones where you pick it up and you go, hello, and then it's a recorded message going, this is the Amazon buying department.
Oh,
we have
I
an
know.
Unauthorized iPad purchase on your account. If you did not make this purchase, press 1. And you know straight away it's a scam, or they go, your Amazon Prime account is about to be renewed. Press 1 if you do not wish to. And you know it's a scam. And then Darren sent something to me saying he almost got scammed. So I'm sort of thinking, what is this scam, Darren? Did you fall for one of the obvious?
I want you to tell me, you two boys, to tell me if I did get scammed. He's not listening again. I hate this man. Damo.
I am. I'm actually looking at a script, actually, that's got scammed. I was thinking, I haven't seen this. I'm not prepared for this story. What's going on?
When I'm talking, can you look at me when I'm talking?
Not really, no. I find it hard to work with you, let alone look at you.
Right, let me start again. So I think you two need to tell me whether I did get scammed or not. I'm guessing I did. But let me tell you the story anyway. On my Hotmail account, which is not my work email account, it's my... it's the one where I get all my subscriptions through to Netflix, Pornhub, Amazon, whatever.
Just about to say that. XTube.
WeAreBears.com.
I don't pay for endangered animals at all, Damien, so stop it. Anyway, so basically this...
Kebabs are us.
This email I got, it's got the proper logo on and the proper wording on it, right? And I thought, I actually go there every week to do my weekly shop.
Right.
Because normally I get things like from other supermarkets that I don't shop at. And I'm like, how have they got my details? I don't even go in there. So I know it's a scam. And I don't even open it. This one said that I got on it a reward of £200 just for shopping at Aldi.
Oh, did it ask you to click on this on the link to get a voucher?
Yes.
Yeah, it's a scam, mate.
Click on it.
I clicked on the link.
Darren!
Better be quiet, because my wife will kick off.
Oh, thank goodness that didn't go to your work account, because seriously, nothing can go to that leading account.
So basically, I got all of the... I filled out all my personal details.
Darren!
And it was going through everything.
Darren!
And then it came right to something else, and I had to put more details in, so I put that in. And then it took me around to somewhere else. It was telling me, asking me where I worked, where I lived, what everything but the shoe size. Filled all of that in. Press confirm.
Darren!
Yeah. And then I got to a bit where it just said, buy one of these lottery tickets.
Oh, no, like, not the lottery ticket.
So I didn't click on that. I closed that down. But on my email address, guys... I'm getting job applications,
yeah.
I'm getting new job suggestions, right?
Yeah.
And I'm also getting, I got an email, I got a text on my phone off somebody called Jane. Said, hi, it's Jane from Aldi. We'll hold on to your £200 reward. Can you just finish filling the details in, please?
Right.
Darren, it's a scam.
Terrible.
Terrible. Oh, right, okay. I'm gonna give you genuine advice here because... Yeah. Stupid people like you get picked up by these scams all the time. Yeah. If you get sent an unsolicited email that tells you that you've won a voucher for somewhere where you've never entered a competition to win a voucher.
But hang on, I do shop there, but I've never entered.
Yes, but do you ever put your details in an Aldi thing? No.
No.
Yeah, so... but what I will say is I've got the application form here. I knew it's Darren straight away because it's got nationality and he's put Greek. So I knew straight away that was Darius Flatterly Dazzler. But bless him, I can imagine him sitting there because he gets excited.
I do enter the TV, you know, competitions, no one like this morning or
yeah, but yeah. They're not going to sell your details to Aldi. You're now on a list. It means you're going to get bombarded with stuff. Did you put your phone number in there?
Yes.
Yeah.
Do you know what this means? He's on the list.
Can I just check the messages you're getting through on your phone? They're not coming through from a short digit number, are they?
I've got it here now.
Because if they're coming through from a short digit number, check on your mobile phone bill. You're not being charged £1.50 every time they send you a message.
Stop it.
No, genuine. And the reason I know that is because I've checked a bill recently, and there's about 19 messages for £1.50 for someone that will remain on.
Actually, no, it's a long number, as in somebody's mobile number.
Okay. It's a scam.
That's Jane's number. Jane's a good girl.
It's a scam. Don't fall for it. Don't fill stuff in. If you get phone calls or anything, just put the phone down.
Yeah.
Public service announcement
done. They can charge me then, take money off me from the phone.
Yes, if you get a message from a number that is like 81234, or for an example like that, short digit code number, you can quite often be being charged for that text message without you realising it. So be careful. Don't fill in forms just because it's offering you free money. Stupid boy.
Darren Antrobus, Ian Barstow, and Damian Lee.
Oh, yeah! Yeah!
Thank you. I can't see it.
No caller ID?
Is someone calling you?
Yeah.
Oh, no, this is for real. Is this live?
Oh, go on. Answer. Put it on speaker.
I have you. Hello?
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 It's you, you... What do you mean?
Right. Yeah. Oh, dearie me. Brilliant. But I'm still intrigued with your trip to the recycling centre.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, what happened to that? Because you were telling me this off air, and I'm really, because I know my trip. Well, I still feel like my soul is there, because it probably took me 2 hours to get into the bleeding tip.
Now, you see, though, when you go to a recycling tip, is it not one of the places that, you know, us men, and we are all men, you just walk in and you think, oh, yeah, look at that machinery. Look at all that, you know, the heavy lifting stuff. Is it not just a perfect place for someone to go to on a trip on a Sunday morning? To put your rubbish in, and then you walk up to the skips, and you don't just, you know, you don't just tip your rubbish in. You have to throw it all the way to the end of the tip, or if you've got like a wooden cabinet or something, you have to throw it down with force so that it sort of smashes up at the bottom, because we all like smashing stuff up. Is that not, you know?
No, do you know what? I am with you, because we had like an oldish bed that we're getting rid of, and for some reason, I looked at the wood and thought, oh, how far can I throw this wood?
Exactly.
And I sort of lobbed it. And then I found myself doing a walk away from it. Like, you know, like, oh, yeah, I'm the man.
It's way like Thor.
Throwing a bit of wood. And the problem is, when I was doing that walk, then I trod on a screw that some arse had left on there. And kind of went, like I just trod on Lego. Brilliant. Absolutely brilliant.
It is that thing. But you walk in. So... this is going to be quite good. What's your recycling centre like in Redditch now? You know, is it all decompartmentalised? So you've got a thing for paper, thing for wood, thing for metal, thing for plastic.
There is a lot of that going on. Yeah. There is. It is very organised.
And you have those people that stand by each one and go, no, that does not go in there. You take that over there.
They don't help you now. So literally, I was struggling with, you know, a bag of grass. And you know, it was coming out of everywhere, and he just was like, he was watching me, and I found myself, I couldn't help it. I just went, all right, do you want a photo? And do you know what he said? Do you want a hand there? No, because I'm only at the pissing tip now, aren't I? Idiot. Unbelievable.
Darren, are you, I'm not the only one, am I?
I had an experience similar to yours on Tuesday this week. We had a new mattress delivered. So I took the old one, I bent it all over, it was all knackered anyway, put it in the back of the car. Me and the wife went down to take it. I was getting it out of the car, and I was trying to be, you know, Thor or Logan or somebody or Wolverine, and got it out myself. I go, I've got this, babe, I'll just drag it up there and throw it in there. I could not grasp hold of it with anything. I was hurting my fingers just to try and grab it. There's no handles or anything on it. And you've seen the mattress, a double mattress, they're quite heavy.
Oh, yeah. Did it have any wee stains?
So we picked it up, both of us, me and the wife picked it up.
Did it have urine stains?
We got to, stop it, no. So we got to the, could we have mattress protectors on?
Any other stains?
No. So we dragged it
feces?
To...
Feces?
We dragged it to the department where it's meant to go. I'm not lying to you, Ian. They were stacked. There must have been 20 mattresses on top of the skip.
Was there a princess at the top and a pea at the bottom?
I'm so sorry. Can I just say again, I love it how we're on a show with three of us and Darren just turns around and goes, do you know what, Ian? The hatred between us is getting even more venomous now. I'm not even acknowledged. Brilliant.
No, could you keep interrupting me like that?
You ruined his punchline. He was building to a punchline for the story and you ruined it.
And Ian set it up nicely because my wife said exactly the same. She went, oh, it's like the Princess of the Pea. I walked away and went, what? What are you talking about? She had to explain on the way home. It's a fairy tale or something.
Yes, it is. And see, now ruined because of Damien. Yeah. Honestly, why do we do it? Why do we bother?
Three men and a microphone. Like a breakfast show, but not at breakfast. And with no music. And it's a podcast. So nothing like a breakfast show, really.
Damien, it is time for your big part of the show. You know, the number one rated part of the show when we ask the audience.
Hang on. Let me just turn the volume off because I'm doing Lost again, by the way. So you carry on while I watch this.
It's time for Damien's bits.
Damien loves his bits. He loves showing off his bits. He loves talking about his bits. So it's time for Damien's bits.
Buckle in, everybody. It is that time of the show where we unleash the sex pest that is... Oh, no, sorry. I shouldn't have said that, should I? We release Damien's bits. Over to you, Damien.
I don't even know if you can say that. It's definitely going to be altitude. Altitude?
Brain fart!
What would you do?
What okay, is... So... No, right, let's just stop a minute, Damien. Yeah, what is brain fart. What is wrong? What is wrong?
No. No.
What's wrong with you today?
What do you mean?
What is the matter? You're not really with it, are you, today?
I've had a long day today.
Right, why? What's happening in your life?
Look, I run an empire.
We're here to share. Know?
There's lots of people wanting to talk to me. There's, you know, things. I've got to come home. You know, the wife's saying we've got someone to look at the garden. There's building going on. I'm tired. You know, I've got a pile. Then you've got to put cream on it. And then
anyway, Darren, how are you? Are you all right?
I'm all right. I'm at the point in Lost for the third time where the island disappears, by the way.
Yeah. Anyway, let's hand over to Damien for Damien's bits.
Well, I need some interaction on this, to be fair. And I want to know, because Darren's like this, if you found out that you had a secret... Oh, here we go.
No, I'm not. Go on, carry on.
So if I found out I had a secret, I'm glad somebody told me I had one.
If you found out there was a secret box buried in your back garden, what would you do?
Well, it wouldn't be a secret if you knew it's there.
Yeah, no, but say you've...
I don't want to dig it up because it'd be curiosity.
So you would dig it up?
Yeah, definitely.
Okay. Well, so are 4 million people on TikTok because they've decided that a man digging up his garden... Was that funny? They wanted to watch the whole event. Now, it made, and it was all about heavy concrete that was buried for years and years and years. And it was uploaded to TikTok. It's got over 4.1 million views. And basically, he was digging. And in the end, he found this metal box. So what would you do once you found it? Would you open it or would you leave it?
Open it.
It all depends on if there's a handle on the outside.
So it was actually a foot or two underneath the soil, okay? He found a handle for it. After digging up quite a lot, he kept lifting this handle. Kept going. Kept lifting it. He thought it was a little bit heavy. He had his big guns out. He was really, really trying. And he started filming himself, trying to open this box. But of all of a sudden, he started heaving.
Oh, that was way too close to actually being heaving then.
He pulled it even more.
No.
Brown liquid started to ooze out of the side. Oozing. Or some would say bubbling. He pulled a bit more, and what can only be described as a fountain of feces went into the man's face. He actually pulled up the house's septic tank. Can you imagine it? You're excited. You think you're going to win gold. He's digging. He's pulling. He's pulling. Then all of a sudden, poo-poo.
Septic tanks aren't small either. What was he? Oh.
How big are they? Are they like the size of a, I don't know, small concrete mixer?
No, they're like the size of, have you seen the gas can, the big gas canisters outside houses? They're that sort of size, septic tanks. They're massive.
The clip is hilarious. Absolutely brilliant. It goes in his eyes. There's even a bit where he kind of dribbles out the side and you can see the brown ooze coming out. Oh, and I'm sure there's a little bit of toilet roll coming out of his mouth as well at one point. Terrible, terrible. In other news on bits, there was a guy called Brian Robson, and this was back in 1965 in London. And he got a job for a sort of a train company, and it was something that was like a secondment over to Australia. He got really, really homesick and he wanted to get home, but he didn't have the money to go home. So back in those days, they befriended people on the railways, and Brian actually lived in a bedsit. And these couple of Irish fellas befriended him, and he was only 19 at the time and had taken this job. It was Victorian Railways. Life was going well, but he couldn't get the UK out of his mind. He was so homesick. And Brian and the explained all this kind of, you know, the woe and the, and I want to go home to these Irish guys. And the Irish guys came up with a plan. And this was one of those plans where you have to think about it and you have to think, what were they thinking and what was he thinking? Their plan was, we're in Australia. We need to get you back to the UK. So they had the idea of mailing him. Similar to a letter or similar to, you know, a box. They were going to post him to the United Kingdom. Okay. So what they actually did was they nailed him into a mini fridge. And it was actually the size of, like, you know, a fridge crate, basically. Spent the next 36 hours having the most horrific experience ever. Going through, air sort of turbulence, and the crate was going everywhere, didn't know what was going on, and 4 days later the crate was lifted into a freight shed. He couldn't be more grateful. I'm here, I'm back in the United Kingdom. He got out of the crate and he heard this accent. Hey sir, he was only in bloody LA. Went to the wrong place, hadn't he? Went to LA. So anyway, the story behind this guy is doing a plea now to these two Irish fellas. He's literally trying to hunt these guys down and see if he can kind of befriend them. And basically what it says in the small print in here, he wants to sue him his skins, and he's trying to do a whiplash claim. So I don't know. You know, there's always maybe a bit of money in it. But yeah, he got mailed to LA, and apparently he stayed in LA and he made a life for himself.
Thank you.
And that was Damien's Bits.
Thank you very much. Now, there's a couple of things there. He's quite lucky that if he was taken by air, that he didn't freeze to death, because the luggage compartments and freight compartments of planes aren't don't tend to be heated and can be very, very cold very, very quickly.
How often do you go in an air compartment?
Well, I don't, but it's a... It's
when they scan these things, didn't they see...
Yeah.
It was 1964, man.
Oh, 1964!
It wasn't recently. It was 1964.
Oh, I wasn't listening.
If you'd listened to my story, you would have known.
Yeah, now you know what it feels like.
These Three Media. Three Men and a Microphone Podcast. It's time to delve into the archive for the Retro Hall of Fame on the Three Men and a Microphone Podcast.
This is a bit in the show where we do the Retro Hall of Fame. And this week, our special guest is Simon, a very attractive person, Dunn, who will be on the Interviews podcast on Friday. If you don't know who Simon Dunn is, he was basically, he was the first out gay bobsleigh athlete in the world. He plays for a gay rugby team. He left sport to sort of because he was gay and he came out, and it's all a fascinating story. He lives in Australia. It's all about how he grew up in Australia, how he came out, how that affected the sport, what he did next, all that sort of thing. So it's a fascinating interview with a really interesting person that I recorded a couple of weeks ago. But he is here to pick his Retro Hall of Fame item this week. So let's hand over to me for this week's Retro Hall of Fame with Mr. Simon Dunn.
It's time to delve into the archive for the Retro Hall of Fame on the Three Men and a Microphone podcast.
Thank you, me, for introducing the Retro Hall of Fame. I am here today with Simon Dunn, who you will be able to hear his interview coming out on Friday on the Interviews podcast. And we're going to be doing Simon's Retro Hall of Fame. Hello, Simon. How are you?
I am fantastic, and thank you for having me.
Welcome to Three Men and a Microphone, and thank you for doing your Retro Hall of Fame. So this is basically one where you get to pick a single item that you want to be in the Retro Hall of Fame. So my one, and I'm not sure how much this will mean to you because it's very UK thing, was CFAX or Teletext, which was
I remember briefly when I was in Manchester in 2012.
Yes.
And we were amazed by this, like, TV grinder.
Pretty much.
Firstly, we were amazed that people actually used it. Like, some man sitting at home with his remote.
It did used to have dating on there as well. Yes, it did used to have dating on there. But we've had the likes of, we've had a Celebrity Big Brother. We've had Big Tracks, the toy. We've had Thunderbirds. We've had all things like that. So what is your one item that you would want to go into the Retro Hall of Fame?
I'm going to put in my first car, first and second cars. My first car was a Mark II Ford Escort. And nice. My second car was a Mark I, which unfortunately we had purchased for spare parts, regrettably. and now I sold both of them and I don't have £30,000 to get either of them back.
It is one of those things, isn't it, where you sell it because you don't know. It's like toys. Yeah. Some of the toys you have, and you think, no, if I didn't, I kept them. And then you think, I want to go and relive my younger years. That's how much they cost.
It's ridiculous now. And I sold them for $1,000 Australian. So back then it would have been like £4. but I always joke to my partner who's from the UK that he's going to come home one day and I'm going to be like, oh, I spent £50,000 on a car. So he's going to be all excited that I've got something nice in the driveway and it's going to be a beat up old 50-year-old Ford, but I will be happy.
So the Ford Escort Mark II and Mark I, or just Mark II?
Tough one. I'd probably just go the Mark II because that was my first car and then I could finish it.
I would agree. I surprisingly, which will surprise some people, I am quite into my cars and I'm quite into the sporty cars. At the moment, I've got a sports version of a Suzuki car, which is, and by sport, I mean it's a 1.4, goes a little bit fast, but it looks nice.
What Suzuki is it?
It's a Suzuki Swift Sport.
Oh.
So the little ones.
I had a Suzuki Swift for a while when I was in real estate because it can zip around. And I haven't had a car since. I've had bobsleighs, that's about it.
And you can find out why bobsleighs if you listen to the interviews. Which will be coming out in on Friday on the Interviews podcast. Simon, thank you very much. I will hand back to Damien, Darren and me. I'm going to guess at the answer from Damien and Darren because I don't think they're really into their cars. I might have to explain what it is to them. But we will hand back to them and we will see if your item goes into the Retro Hall of Fame.
It's time to delve into the archive for the Retro Hall of Fame on the Three Men and a Microphone podcast.
There you go. That's this week's Retro Hall of Fame from Mr. Simon Dunn. Mr. Very attractive person, Simon Dunn.
I'll move after that. Honestly, me third leg is really hurting.
He sent me a message today because I said we were going to do this. And he said he wished he'd mentioned that during his late teens, he used to have an email address called escort@yahoo.com. And he said at the time it seemed really cool because he owned an escort, but it wasn't because when he joined Gaydar, He was inundated with messages in realising that escort at yahoo.com has a very different meaning when you're on a dating website.
No. Oh, no. What a really nice guy he was. That was a great interview.
He was really nice. The interview is out on Friday, but first we need to talk about his Retro Hall of Fame, which was the Ford Escort Mark II. Now, I like my cars. I've always wanted a Golf GTI Mark II, styled sport, 16-valve, all the proper one. That's my dream car. If I could get one now, I would still go and buy one, even though it's about 35 years old. So, but a Ford Escort Mark II is an iconic car, particularly for people of our age, because it was one of those ultimate boy racer cars. Now, for me, I think it's a fantastic Retro Hall of Fame item. Darren?
I completely agree with you. I was brought up with my slightly older cousins, and all of them had a souped-up Escort Mark II. And in the boot, they used to have massive sound systems that used to...
Yeah.
And I wanted one as my first car, but I went one step higher than that. Do you want to know what it is?
Yeah,
quickly?
Yeah, go on.
It was a Sierra Cosworth, my first car.
Oh, ew. I like it.
Yeah, but yeah, Escort Mark II, yes.
Look at us all getting all laddie now. Oh, Cosworth. Oh, show me my Capri. Oh, love it.
Not a Capri, no. So, Damien, your thoughts, please.
I mean, he's a very attractive man. You know, it was very well delivered. But I do feel we're going away somewhat of the Retro Hall of Fame. The Retro Hall of Fame, it's a difficult one because for me, it's something that you go, oh, yeah, I remember that. It's a difficult one for me.
See, it is a retro item. You think of a classic item. Car. It's a classic retro car.
If
you
buy one of those, you would have to go to a specialised...
Okay, you would be looking at 35,000, if not.
A different way, then. Let me put it... I think it needs to go into a Hall of Fame and maybe like a classic Hall of Fame. But to go in the Retro Hall of Fame, to know from me.
Darren, can I have your vote, please?
Because I always wanted one. My cousins had one. I admired them. They were so cool back in the day. I just wanted... I'd have one now if I could afford one. It's a yes from me.
And because it is a classic car, and it reminds me of driving around Stratford-upon-Avon in my friend's Golf GTI 16-valve Mark II Black Sport, which I could have brought and never did buy because I couldn't afford the insurance, and it's one of my biggest regrets of my whole life. It's a massive yes from me for the Ford Escort Mark II. So, Damien, you are outnumbered. Congratulations, Mr. Simon Dunn. Your Retro Hall of Fame for the Ford Escort Mark II makes it into the Retro Hall of Fame. Congratulations. You join the likes of Celebrity Big Brother 2006, the Charleston 20s, Big Tracks, Thundercats, Teletex, Y-Fronts, not last week's atrocious one, but you do join the Retro Hall of Fame. And you can listen to the interview with Mr. Simon Dunn on Friday. Go and follow the interviews podcast. All the information you need is in the show notes. Find us on all the podcast apps, and you can listen to a really good, funny, interesting conversation with Mr. Simon Dunn, which I recorded. He was in Australia, I was in the UK. The wonders of modern technology. How does it work? But you can listen to that out on Friday. Simon Dunn on the interviews, and your Retro Hall of Fame thoroughly deserves its place in our Hall of Fame. Don't sneer, Damien. Don't roll your eyes. It does. You're wrong. And that is it. Thank you so much for listening to the full part of this episode. Hope you've enjoyed Three Men and a Microphone. Don't forget, go and listen and subscribe to the Interviews podcast. Listen to Simon Dunn's interview on Friday. Thank you so much for joining us today. Damien, thank you.
Do not play with septic tanks. It is not good and it is not clever. Always be careful of the poo. Good night, all. Good morning, all. And stay safe.
Darren, thank you.
Thank you very much. Thank you for everybody that supported us on this podcast. I just wanted to say that Damien would like to apologise to me. I know he won't, but I know that he is very sorry for being rude towards me during my features on this show. Let's have a better one next time.
Thank you very much. And if you are listening to us on podcast radio and you're enjoying what you hear, search for Three Men and a Microphone. Search for Three Men and a Microphone on your podcast app and you'll be able to find us on there.
He's got an absolute ego of something rocket, this guy.
Damien, we need to say goodbye. Quiet, please. So thank you very much for downloading and watching and sharing the podcast. We do appreciate it. It is much appreciated. We'll be back again next week for more of the same. Until then, look after yourselves. Stay safe. We are very nearly at the end of all of this. We just need to keep going. Until next week, goodbye.
Bye.
Honestly, if you could actually be here next week, Damien, that would be an amazing thing.
Yeah, to be honest, it wasn't one of my best shows. I feel like for the probably the 15 shows that Darren's been awful, I've probably had one that's been terrible. So I think I'm allowed that. You know, I've had a bit of an off show. You know, if it's not you being mardy and arsey, it's Darren being all... Right, good night then, I've got things to do.
Yeah, thanks then. Au revoir.